Savannah prides itself on being Georgia's oldest city, but little is known about Savannah's African-American maritime history. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Benjamin Payne meets some people who are trying to learn more.
Jack Kronowitz is trudging through a muddy riverbank. The college senior is trying not to trip as he scans the ground for artifacts. Finally, he finds one, sort of.
There's a whole CD player in there, like circa 2005.
A bygone era, to be sure, but not quite the historical period that Kronowitz and his classmates are hoping to document here on Wilmington Island.
So what we want to do today is document all the types of structures that are here.
That's Kurt Norrell, a history professor at Georgia Southern University. He's giving instructions to students in his history class who've gathered here at Young's Marina. Norrell says it's one of the oldest African-American-owned marinas in Georgia, if not the entire East Coast.
One of the things I've noticed about Savannah is that it's untapped in terms of this kind of history.
He's referring to maritime history, specifically as it pertains to the contributions of African-Americans. This site visit is part of a new research project at Georgia Southern University focused specifically on documenting what he says is a chronically understudied thread of history.
I'm a little bit like a kid in a candy store in that there's so much. I'm not sure what to do next because there are sites like this all over the area.
Here at Young's Marina, students are mapping out what look like abandoned railroad tracks along the water's edge. Many decades ago, they were used to lower boats into the water. Sarah Suggs wants to learn more about them, too. She's the owner of the marina and is looking forward to the written report that the students are preparing for her.
It gives me an opportunity to be cautiously proud.
And she has reason to be. Some 100 years after her grandfather, Willie Young, bought the marina, Suggs is still facing some of the same obstacles that he did.
If you own a black business, it takes a lot longer to do anything. I've had projects. They've taken 3+ years. I've had people that don't know I'm black, and once I come out that back door, I've seen people just get in their cars and leave. I've had a lot of my neighbors, they will bring their children to then look at the sailboats. They would never do business with us.
Still, Suggs says that things are better now than they were during her childhood when her father owned the place. Aside from Young's Marina, the research project is studying a number of other maritime sites, including a lock on the Savannah-Ogeechee Canal that was built by enslaved people. Looking ahead, Norrell says that the overall project has raised even more questions for future exploration.
There are oyster processing places throughout the area that really haven't been explored or mapped out, other than Pinpoint Heritage Museum, which is wonderful. But that's one. There is the boat building tradition in Savannah that could use more study. So deciding what to do next is a fun problem to have.
Aside from archaeology, other students are collecting oral histories, including at Young's Marina. Here again is Sarah Suggs, recounting a memory from her childhood of using the boat hoist, much to her father's chagrin.
I knew how to put a boat in the hoist, and I don't think my daddy knew what I knew. So one day, I put a boat in the water. My daddy comes, and he says, "Girls don't do that." And literally bumped me out of the way. So the fact that I now keep the train on the track, I know my father is in heaven looking down. That girl did it anyway.
For Here and Now, I'm Benjamin Payne on Wilmington Island, Georgia.